Here's a brilliant quote, and it's so true. A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right, and raises at first a formidable outcry in defence of custom. But tumult soon subsides. Time makes more converts than reason. That was a guy called Thomas Paine, and it was quoted from Common Sense, and the date, believe it or not, is February the 14th, 1776. We have thinking patterns, you know, habitual ways of thinking, and those habits trap us into believing that because we've always looked at things that way, it must be the right way, because there's no other way to look at it. Further from the truth, we could not be. A lot of the time we have stinking thinking. This is why time, the man said, makes more converts than reason. Over the passage of time, we get to see that the way we perceive things in the past wasn't the way they were. In other words, we were wrong. We didn't see them in the same way as God saw them, and conviction comes. Hopefully at this point we make the necessary changes and think again. It's called repentance, having another thought, changing your mind. I cannot hope to persuade or explain you out of your current mindset, whatever it may be. Only time will do that, as the Holy Spirit has his way in your life. But there is something called progressive revelation as opposed to retrospective revelation. With progressive revelation, we're moving in the purposes and timing of God to such an extent that we have revelatory insight into just what's happening right now around our lives and for what purpose. In retrospective revelation, we see it sometime after, sometimes a long time after, like years in my case. In order that you may not suffer the same fate as I have, can I give you a little advice at this point? It's this. Whoever and whatever is troubling you right now in your life is there for one purpose and one purpose only, that you might press into God and find out what he is saying to you. Not the other fellow, you. Because he is looking for a mid-course correction in your thinking. So go to him, talk it over, then listen to what he's saying to you. That, I can guarantee, if it becomes a habit, will accelerate you into the higher purposes of God and bring progressive revelation like nothing else could. Give it a go for a week and let me know how you get on. Habits. Let's change them, eh? Get rid of that stinking thinking. See you tomorrow.